Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. We're on Kuf Mem Gimel, the second line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Le'il Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Okay, so here we are. What's the second line? The Itmar. Right in the middle of a discussion. If somebody says that where we ended, they had the following shaila. If somebody says to a man says to his wife, "You inherit, your children are going to inherit everything, your children," and then they don't inherit anything because they're not born yet. And then the oldest son from the first marriage says, "What about me?" "Yeah, you're going to be inherit with them." So we had a whole shaila. Well, does he get a present? In other words, there's no Yerusha with them because they're not born. When they're born, when he dies, we'll see who's alive, and we divvy up the Yerusha according to Hilchas Yerusha. Does this bechor from the first marriage get extra portion or not? Right? In other words, what did the father mean by this? So we said, the father meant nothing by it. He didn't mean to give him an extra portion. Because Azalagab Amalek, Ilu Amalek, Kanike Chamar, Mikani. If somebody said, you go acquire along with the donkey, does that work? It doesn't work. So if I tell you, you go acquire with those unborn people, it doesn't work. Di'itmar, here we go. Di'itmar, kani kechamar, if somebody says go acquire along with the donkey, like a donkey, lo kana, that doesn't work. Animals can't be kona anything. At vichamar, you and the donkey. Now what do you mean by that? You and the donkey, so Rav Nachman amar, kana mechza. Rav Nachman says he gets half. Why does he get half? This is going to be the whole Amud Aleph. When you say you acquire along with somebody or along with something that can acquire, when you make a statement that half of it could become true, half of it can't be true, do we ignore the entire statement? Or do we uphold the half that could be true? So, Rav Nachman Amar, Kana Mechza. Rav Nachman says he acquires half. Which half does he acquire? The half that's true. A donkey cannot acquire anything. A human being can. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Lo Klana Klum. Rav Huna says, it doesn't work at all. Why doesn't it work at all? Because obviously the half about the donkey is ridiculous, and therefore the half about the person is also ridiculous. And Rav Sheshet Amar, Kana Hakol. Rav Sheshet says, the whole thing works. He gets the whole thing. Right? Why? So, look at the Rashbam. We'll do the whole thing. 1, 2, 3. Third line. At v'chamar. At v'chamar. You and the donkey. V'at ato u'behem azu, tiknu nechasa. You and the dog, you and the donkey, you inherit my nechasim. Hear this, Marcel? Guy says, you and the donkey, you, I want to give you all my nechasim. So, the first mandarma said, kana mechsa. D'hachi amalei. Here's what he told him. At v'chamar, you and the donkey, tiknu shneichem, ato mechsa, fu mechsa. You get half, the donkey gets half. Right? V'lo ech avar ha'ish chelko b'shvelach hamar. You don't lose your half because the donkey. Why should you lose your half? Therefore, shlo talon zeh b'zeh, me and nothing to do the donkey. The donkey cannot acquire. Why should I not get my half? That's the first shita. Second shita was, lo klon v'lo klon. Why? The kiva de b'kinyin echad. Shitev shneihem. In one kinyin, I mention you plus with the donkey. Lo nigmara bedaito lahatnos lozeh bezeh lozeh below zeh klum. The giver did not want one to take without the other taking. After all, he said, you and the donkey. The giver, since the donkey is impossible to receive, you also don't get anything. The giver de chamor lo kana, iunami lo kana. Since the donkey can't get, you also don't get. And the third sheet was, Rishesha on a kana hakol. Rishesha says, the guy gets everything. Why? Adimideshe chamor kana. Guy knows that the donkey can't get. What he meant to say was, whoever among you and the donkey can acquire, that's who acquires. If the donkey could acquire, it would be 50-50. Since the donkey cannot, the other person gets everything. That's the theory of Machlokas over here. Okay?
So when we only
help to a cat, halacha had no validity. No, you cannot give to a cat.
Like $10 million.
$10 million. Even if it's $100,000 million. $100 million. You cannot give to a cat. What would be if she said, I'm giving to my cat everything plus my son? Then what would be? That's a three of machlokas. Right? Right. Okay. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes, by the way, said that you get everything. Rav Sheshes said he gets everything. Right? Is that what Rav Sheshes said? Yeah. Rav Sheshes said he gets everything. Why? Because what he meant to say was, I'm giving from among you who can inherit everything. Right? This next Gemara now is very difficult. Amr of Sheshes, Mena Aminala. How do I know that I'm right? Okay? So there's a halacha that when you give truma, halacha truma comes in over here. When you give truma, you're not allowed to give truma from one species for another species. I have apples and oranges. I can't give more apples and then I don't have to give any oranges. You're not allowed to do that. You're also not allowed to be Torah in what's called Yafa al Hara. I have rotten wine. So I'll give a lot of rotten wine for the truma and the good wine I'll keep for myself. You're not allowed to do that either. So over here, here's what's going on. The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ein lucha mar bekishutz, ela pnimi shebo. You have a melon. The melon has a certain bitterness. The bitterness is inside the melon. Not outside the melon. In the melon, inside the melon, it's bitter. So you have, a person can give truma a mashahu. That's midaraisa. Midarabanan, we say 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. So assuming you're an average person, you give 1/50th. So if you have 50 melons, you have to give one melon. But the melon that you're giving is a little bitter inside. So the problem is we're afraid that you're giving more ra than yafeh. Why? Because you're giving a bitter melon. That's not proper. So therefore, the bitterness is inside the melon. We're afraid it's a bitter melon. Lefikach, therefore, kishu toreim, when you give one melon, and that's going to pop to the other 49 melons, mosif al achitzon shebo, the toreim. You have to give a little extra, and that will potter the bitter side, the bitterness inside the melon, which is really raw. That'll potter, I'll give a little bit more of a melon, and that'll potter my truma obligation. Look at the Rashbam. Kishu Torim. You see it? Kishu Torim. Kishus echad mechamishim, one out of 50. Kishus, melons, echad mechamishim, 1 out of 50. Ikol meshach, we're afraid. Dilma ikol mar bipnimi shebazeh. Maybe the inside is bitter. Tfei me'inach, more than the other 49. Ve'ein kan echad mechamishim b'matuk. You're not giving 1/50th of sweet melon. Why? Because the melon you picked is too bitter. Umat v'nimsa tormin amar ala matuk. What happens? You're giving bitter for good, for sweet. Hilchach, therefore, kishu torim, when you do give truma, mosif al hamatuk, you have to add on some sweetness, add on a little bit more melon, kibetza mikishus acheres, like a betza from another melon, v'torim kishus ukibetza ala bar v'teisha, and you will give that melon, plus a betza of another melon, in place of the 49 melons. That's going to pass to your truma obligation. Okay?
No, it's better when you have the
So maybe you know. Maybe you know. How do you know? I guess you know these crops. Tosos asks a bomb kasha. Look at Tosos. Ein mat l'chal mar b'shi. Tema, wait a minute. Kivan di b'chal kishur ha'pnimi mar v'achitzon matuk. Every melon's like that. The inside's bitter and the outside's sweet. What, only the one you picked? Ah, they're all like that. The whole crop is like that. Every melon's like that. What's going on here? Lama lo yitrom mizal zeh. So give one for these 49. The insides will pass to the inside. Outside. What do you do? You have to give extra for. Every melon is like this.
You have the same thing. You have an onion. You have to separate. You have the whole crop.
Exactly. The onions, no one eats them. Of course no one eats them. They only use them for spices, right? No one eats raw onion. So you give one and then it's potters. They're all the same. So they're all the same. Why do I have to do that?
Better to
them
not the same.
So v'nira l'ri, the Rabbi Yose, the Hacha, l'ar b'shakol yishuv marim. No, they're not all bitter. Ela, al osa shatorim nimsa marim. Now, the one you picked is bitter. Otherwise,
nimses, when he gets it.
Right. So, right, it could be, by the way, the Rashbam meant that. Could be he meant to say that. That's what he was talking about. Of course, it's obvious. What Tosfos is asking is obvious. If they're all like that, then what do you have to give extra for? They're all the same. Who has a mashu more bitter? How's anyone supposed to know that? You do your best. So it must be, no, they're all good. You pick the rotten one up. Now you want to get, now it's rotten, right? You want to give it. Okay, then you have to give more. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So what does that have to do with our discussion about giving gifts to donkeys? How does this connect to that? So very simple, back in the Gemara. Now, Lefikach kishu tor motzei halachitzon shebov torim. Amai. Why does this work? Isn't this a case of at v'chamarhu? Isn't giving good melon and bad melon a case of you and the donkey? If you think about it, it's the same idea. The idea is, I'm giving to someone who can acquire, a human being, and I'm also giving a present to the donkey. That doesn't work. You can't give a present to a donkey. So what happens? The human being gets everything. I'm giving a good melon, and there's bad melon in there. So we discount the bad portion, and we say the entire melon is considered a valid truma gift. Same idea. Yes?
The melon's not all bad.
What? Bad. Exactly. The gift is not all bad, only the donkey portion's bad. Same thing. Huh? So the Gemara answers, shiny hasam. You hear the kasha? That's the comparison. I grant you, it's a weak comparison. It's still a comparison. We're going to reject it anyway. Shiny hasam, by the melon, it's different. You know why? Because the midda araisa, shuma ma'al yisahi. Midda araisa, it works. Midda araisa, you can give raw for yafa. You can. But midda rabbanan, we said it's not right. Midda araisa, it'll work. How do you know it'll work? Damar bila, menaya latar menara al yafa shetarasa truma. How do I know it's a good truma? How do I know? Shenamar, like it says, v'lo tisu olav chet, b'harimos chem eskel bo mimenu. Don't bear a sin when you give what's chelbo, the choicest. Don't bear a sin when you give the choicest. What do you mean, don't bear a sin? V'meno kadosh, if it doesn't work, nesu es chet lamach. Why am I bearing a sin? In other words, if I don't give the choicest, if it doesn't work, what kind of sin is that? It didn't work. Right? It didn't work. If I can't give bad truma for good truma, if it doesn't, what do you mean it didn't give sin? By the way, it's not going to go. By the way, the truma you gave, that wasn't, you can't give vinegar for wine. You can't do that. It wasn't truma. What kind of sin is that? Obviously, it works. You shouldn't do it. It's a sin. Right? Mikan, the torment I wrote aliyafa. So you see from here that if you give truma bad for good, shetuma, so truma, it works. It works. But you get a sin for that. Right? You shouldn't do that. But it works. Midrash Rabbana, we said it doesn't even work. Right? Okay. Okay. Good. Next. Amalei, Rav Mordechai, Leravashi. Rav Mordechai asked Ravashi the following kasha. Masav Rav Avia, Tiyufta. Rav Avia asked Tiyufta. We had this Gemara already. Maisa v'chamesh nashim. There was a store with five women. Uvahen shtei achayos. Two of the five women were sisters. So there were two sisters and three what the Gemara calls nachrios. They were not related to each other at all. V'liket echad kilkala shel te'enim. A guy walks over and he picks up a basket of te'enim. V'shelahen haisa. The basket of te'enim belonged to the five women. Right? However, shel shviyas haisa. It was really Shemitah. So that basket, really, it's their field. But the halacha is during Shemitah, it's Hefker. Right? So he picks up the basket of Te'edim, and he says to the girls, to the five girls, V'amar, he said to them, Hare kulam mekudesh atzul b'kakal azos. All of you are mekudesh to me with this basket. Now, you can't marry two sisters. Now, let's do that. So when he said, all of you are married to me, now, by the way, the Rashbam points out, you see from here, that it's not an issue of Gedela, because it's you might have Shemitah, and therefore it's Hefker. It doesn't. You can't walk over to a woman. You can't take a woman's pocketbook from the closet, hand it to her, and say, "Hare Mekadesh with this pocketbook." It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to her. You can't do that. But here, since it was Shemitah, it would work. Why? It doesn't really belong to them. Shemitah. So you walked over to them and you said, "Here's I'm being Mekadesh you, all of you, with this basket." The Kibla Achas Man Ayade Kulan, and one accepts it on behalf of all five. So who's married over here? So Amru Chachamim, Ein Achayos Mekudeshes. The sisters are not married. Why? Because you can't marry two sisters. Not only can't you marry two sisters, you can't give Kedushin to one sister, and you don't know which one to give it to. In other words, let's say they're identical twins, look exactly the same. You give Kedushin to one, you don't know which one. According to, with Samachokas Abaya and Rav, it's one of the six places we hold like Abaya. It's called Kedushin, Shul Nimzer Olabiya, Yal Kagan, the Kuf. Kedushin shall nimtzer l'biyah. This kedushin will never result in a biyah. Why? Because you can't marry two sisters, and you don't know which sister you married. So you can't take one home. You have to give Avaya holds. You have to give both of them a get. Both of them have to get a get. Misafek. We don't know which one it is. That's a kedushin that will never result in a marriage. It'll never result. Abaya says not even a kedushin. Rava says it is. We don't hold like Rava in that case. One of the six times in Shas, we hold like Abaya. So, ink achayos kri kudeshes. The sisters are not married. Achayos u de'ein mi kudeshes. The sisters are not married. Right? Hanachrios mi kudeshes. The other three are married. Isn't that exact same case of you and the donkey? Right? Vamai. Why are the other three married? I have bad and good. The bad doesn't work. The good does work. Vamai. Adachamaru. Right? The bad doesn't work. The good does work. Right? According to Rav Sheshes, all of them, it should work for all of them. Why? Because I'm sorry. What did Rav Sheshes hold? Rav Sheshes held, Adachamar, you get everything. Right?
Yeah, so the sisters definitely can't work.
What?
It's the rest of
it. Sisters can't work. It's no, that's not the shaila. The shaila is...
You're pulling out the good and the bad.
What? But Rav Sheshet said that by the case of Ad V'chamar, you get it all.
Yeah, so you get
because the other three are good.
Three sisters.
Okay.
Three non-sisters. The question is why?
No, so since we say... What?
Exactly.
No, it's a kash on him.
Oh.
What?
Why is that?
Because women, the three, could not get kedushin with the two that are puzzle.
He's separating them out.
No, but we're saying it's working.
It does work. He separate the two bad ones out.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the last Rashbam before the lines get wide. Vamai. Right? Vamai. You see it? Vamai Nachrios Mikudeshas. Why are the Nachrios, the non-sisters, why are they married? Vaha Advachamarhu. It's a case of you and the donkey. Hare, Mikadesh Bekilkalazu, be married with this basket. Kulon Chamesh Nachrios Vachayos. All of you, the Nachrios, all of you. Vichicha the Achayos Lokanu, since the sisters are not married, Nachrios Nami Lokanu. The other three should also not be married. They should not be married.
But they are.
El Shmamina, Masha Biyado, Koach Liknos, Yikna Hakol, Kir of Sheshet. This is the right of four of Sheshet.
We just said that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
That's why it's working.
It's working for this purpose. What do you see? Rav Sheshet is right. Right? I'm sorry. Rav Sheshet is right. Right?
Clearly.
So the Gemara says, Amalei. So he answered back. Yeah.
So
you're right. We're not dividing goods. We're dividing the people.
We're splitting out the bad people.
But the second sheet was that you get your half.
Right. So why could it be like that?
It could be. Someone says that maybe they would agree with this.
Yeah.
Maybe they would agree with this. It could be.
Right.
It could be. The Gemara doesn't. Right. It could be that they would have a valid claim also about that shita. What I'm asking on them. Right. It could be. So that. By the way. So that. This was Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi. Look at the following kasha that Rav Avia asked. Right. Rav Avia asked this kasha. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi. Look at the kasha that Rav Avia asked. So Amalei. So Rav Ashi says back to Rav Mordechai. Hainu dechazay Rav Huna bar Avia bechelma. That must be why I saw Rav Huna bar Avia in a dream. I had a dream last night. I saw Rav Avia in the dream. It must be he was telling me, Hashem, whoever the dreams was telling me, that Rav Avia asked such a good kasha in support of Rav Sheshes. Right? The most of Rav Avia to Yufta. Rav Avia asked such an unbelievable kasha. Right? All the Achronim go to town over here. What do dreams mean? What Rav Ashi made a statement like this? I had a dream last night. I saw Rav Avia in a dream. Oh, you know, you can take this Gemara for whatever you want to take it for. Okay? But Rav Ashi says it's not true anyway. This raya is not a raya. You know why? Lav miyukimna. Didn't we already say that Gemara meant the following thing? That we interpreted that Gemara, this Gemara appears in Kedushin. We interpreted that... Kedushin it appears? I think so. It's either Kedushin or Yevamos. One of those places. Kedushin. We already interpreted that Gemara in Kedushin to mean something else. The Amar Haroeh, Haru'uyim Ikem Labiyah Tekadish Tekadishli. No, what he meant to say was, the ones who are fit to marry me, that's who I want it to work. Not all of you, and we're going to separate the bad. No, only the good. Only the good. That's not a case of Atav HaChamar at all. It's not a case of Atav HaChamar. He specifically walked in the door and said, only the ones who are Roy, those are the ones. You're not Roy, I'm not even talking to you. Two sisters, I'm not even talking to you. You're not Roy. Right? Okay. Okay. Yeah, the problem is they raise Akasha. So listen to this. The Rambam holds in Hilchos Ishus, if a man walks into a room and he's Makadish many women, he gives a kedusha like this kind of case with the basket. He gives many women, and there are two sisters among them, right? There are two sisters among them. Then they're not married, right? But if he says the ones who are roy to you to marry me, but if he says haroy mikem labia mikudeshesli, then everyone's married to him except for the two sisters, right? The Rambam holds that if you say I want to marry everybody in this room with this basket, there's two sisters. The Rambam holds none of them are married. That's similar to Rav Hamnuna, who said ad v'chamor, nobody gets it. Right? Like Rav Hamnuna, nobody gets it. Right? However, the very same Rambam holds in Hilchas Mechira that a case of at v'chamor, he holds like Rav Nachman, that said, you get your half. So isn't the Rambam so for himself? Right?
When there's a Lishtel Reis involved, the other one...
Yeah? What?
There's a Lishtel Reis involved, the other one is not.
There's no issue there. Two sisters and that may nullify the whole thing. Right. That could be the answer. The answer they give is when you walked into the room and you said, cool on all of you, it doesn't work. The whole thing is a problem over here. Why is it a problem? Because it's two sisters. However, when you said you and the donkey, so you, yeah, and the donkey not. Maybe the underlying reasoning is what you're saying, because it's the ones that do raisa. Okay, next. Ready? Ahud Amal the Bisu. A guy says to his wife, Nechosai lich vilivnach. My possessions are going to you and the children. What did he mean by that? Does she get half? Or does she, there's nine children. So does she get one tenth? Or does she get half? Everything I own is going to you. It's a home machlokas, by the way, if it's talking about a shchimera or a bari, but it doesn't make a difference. A guy makes a statement like that, however you want to make this case work. It's a gift, it's Yerusha. But he gets you and the kids. He half and the kids are half, the wife, or is she just one, like one portion? How does that work? What does he mean? What did he mean by that? So we're going to bring it from a pasuk of Chumash from Aaron HaKohen. Amar of Yosef, katsa mechsa, she gets half. Half, what he meant to say was, you get half, and the kids, all my kids, get the other half. Why? Amar of Yosef, Menah Aminah, how do we know that? The Tanya. Rabbi Omer, it says in the Torah, V'hoysel Aaron ulevanav, that Aaron and the children would divide up the lechem upon him. Right? Mechzel Aaron, mechzel levanav. Aaron gets half. And the rest of the Kahanim get the other half. What do you see? When you make a statement like this, the one gets half, and the other one gets the other half. The other 20, or 100, or 1,000, or 3, get the other half. And therefore the wife gets half. Amalei Abaya, wait a minute. Fish lamahasam Aaron bar chalukahu. Lahachi par l'rachman l'mishkal palga. Aaron was a Kohen also. Besides being the Kohen God, he was a Kohen. So why did the Torah single him out? Obviously, the reason the Torah singled him out, it should have said, divide up the lechem upon him among the Kahanim. Didn't say that. It said, divide it between Aaron and the Kahanim. Aaron Ubanu. So Aaron's anyway a Kohen. So the fact the Torah went out of its way to say Aaron, obviously he's getting half. That's why the Torah did that. Anyway, he gets a portion. He gets a portion anyway, Aaron. He's a Kohen. Happens to be he's a Kohen Gadol. So the Torah goes out of its way to say Aaron Ubanav, Aaron gets half. Al Isha, Lav Bal Yerushahi. Yerusha's not even in the Parsha. So Daya, Shati took Echad Ben upon him. She should get one portion, like the rest of the sons. Why is she getting half? But you bring a riot from Aaron a Kohen, that's not a riot. So the Gemara says, "Eini, that's not true." For Ovda Havi Ben Arda, there was a story that happened in Arda. The Agbe Shmuel Parga Palva. Shmuel gave her half. B'Tveria, the Adbeir B'Yochanan Palga. There's a story in Tveria, also Yochanan gave her half. V'su also, Kiyosef Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, Hahu Demi Kalila, Deshadu Debe Malka. They once imposed a tax to make the crown for the king. Abuli, on the rich people, the Aestrugi, and on the officers. Right? Amar Rebbe, Nispu Abuli Palga, Vastrugi Palga. The rich have to give half, and they have to give half. So what do you see? We do divide it 50-50. So Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." What kind of raya is that? Hashem over there, meikaraki havi kasvei. When they wrote that the law that you have, they were collecting funds for the king's crown, I buli havi kasvei. We only wrote; they would only write the rich people. Vasterugi havi mitzayah badayu. And if the officers wanted to kiss up to the king, then they'd also throw in some money. But the other malka to have it called Messiah, and the king would know, oh, I have some officers that really want to favor me, and therefore they also chipped in for this endeavor. Hashta, Maika the Kasvi, now that they wrote down actually Abuli Varistruge, they wrote down, I'm imposing this tax on the officers too. Remember the high palga vahani palga. Of course everyone gets half. Of course they get, of course it's a 50-50. That's not a raya. Now we didn't answer the other rayas. That everyone paskin this way. Shmuel, and Yochanan, they all paskin this way. That the wife gets half. May say, wait a minute, how about the following? Reb Zeira Omer, Harei Olai Mincha. If someone says, I'm donating a mincha of Mei Yitzaron. I'm going to give Mei Yitzaron. Now, we have a Kabbalah, we're going to learn in Masechet Menachos, that you can only put 60 Yitzaron in one bowl. You can only put 60 in one bowl. After that, it doesn't mix. The oil of the flour doesn't mix in a carbon mincha. So you can only put 60. But he donated 100. So what do you do? Lahavi b'shnei kelim. You got to bring it in two kelim. Why you can't bring it in one kelim? It's too much. So maybe shishim b'kli echad, v'arbaim b'kli echad. Put 60 in one. That's the maximum. You can't put more than 60 isaron in one kli. Otherwise the oil won't mix. It won't be a good mincha. So put 16. That's the maximum. And the other one put 40. Right? The im heavy chamishim b'kli echad v'chamishim b'kli echad yatsa. If you put 50 and 50, that's also good. Like a b'di'evet, it's also going to work. L'chachila, don't do that. B'di'evet, it's good. So the Gemara says im heavy in l'chachila lo. Yeah, if you did it 50 and 50, it'll work. Shouldn't do that. But l'maisa, it'll work, right? The itzal kadaita kol kik haigata pagu pagahu. But if we're saying now, that when I said I'm bringing 100, and we divide everything 50-50 always, the wife gets 50, Aaron and Cohen got 50, it's always 50-50, why only be the other? Why only be the other? The guy said I'm giving 100, make it 50-50, even the chachila. I feel the chachila nami. Why only be the other? Why? It must be that it's not true. Obviously, since we're machped 60-40, there's no din about 50-50. Aaron and Cohen is a special thing. Why? Torah went out of its way. But the wife would not get 50%. So the Gemara says, "No, hachi hashta. No, you have it wrong. Hasam by the case of the mincha, why did the guy say 100? Because he wanted to give a very very hush of a present, right? Anan tahadi, we know, we testify the high gavra meikara the carbon gavra kamachave. He wanted to give a very big carbon, right? He's very thankful to Hashem. He's not giving 2 isaron. He's giving 100." So why did he give 100? He knows. He knows you can't fit more than 60. Everybody knew that. You can't fit more than 60 in one bowl. 60 is the maximum. He wanted to bring the maximum he could in one kli. That's why. Why? Because he's so thankful. He wants to bring the biggest, he wants to bring the best carbon possible. So he says to his friend, listen, I got such a bracha, I want to bring a present to Hashem. I want to bring a carbon mincha. What should I do? I'll give 100 isaron. So excited, he's giving 100. Now you know you can only get 60 in one bowl. Right, I'm going to get 60 in one bowl. Another food, I'll give another bowl. That's what's going on over here. That's why to do it 50-50 is only a b'di'eved. Is that a raya to our issue? It's not a raya, it's not an upshlug, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's a separate case. The case over there by the mincha, we know he can only fit 60. So why is he giving 60-40? Because he wants to give the best possible. The best possible, 60. It's the most. Listen, he's got 40 left over. Put 40 in a separate bowl. To divide it 50-50, they're not giving the biggest one I can give. He doesn't want to do that.
Well, it's better to give 60-40 than 50-50.
I guess so. Because when you bring 60, you're showing that you're giving the maximum I can give. Can't give more than this. This is the maximum. I want even above. I said even 100. All right, then I have 40. I got to put in another bowl. Okay. Now v'hilchas hakavase de Rav Yosef. We hold like Rav Yosef. The sada in the case of a sada, that was a case where when you inherit a field from your father and you already had a field right nearby, so we give you the preference to be next to two fields of yours should be next to each other. Sort of, right? What makes no difference to the other brothers, so you can get the field that's next to yours already. B'inyan, the case of Inyan, that when we had this is already from a Gemara in Daf Kuf Yudalid, at what point when you're involved in, when you're discussing a sale, when can you retract? As long as you're still Osik, B'inyan, you can retract. Once you finish the Inyan, you're ready, the sale is considered final. And the third case was Maxa over here, the case of half, right? That, that if I'm giving half to my wife, if I'm saying I'm giving my wife present along with the brothers, she gets half. Right? Why does she get half? Because that's what we assume he meant.
Matana,
right. Most assume it's a matana. Okay? Next. Also interesting Gemara. Hahuda Amalei, if someone says, Nechasai Livni, I'm giving my kids, my sons... Skipped? Oh, who deshadar piska deshiroi lebeise? There was a guy who once sent, I don't know why this Gemara is here, but it's here. There was a guy who once sent silk, cloth back to the house. Amar of Ami, who gets that? Haruyin lebanim lebanim. If it's clothing for the men, the boys. Haruyin lebanos, lebanos. And whatever's for the girls, goes to the girls. Falo amar and el deles le kalasa. That's only true if you don't have a daughter-in-law. Abel, it's like halasa, but if you have a daughter-in-law and you want her to like you and you want her to be happy in the family, like halasa shadar, we assume he sent it to your daughter-in-law. Ve'i bante lo nis sivan. But if your daughters are still single and they're not married, so you have your daughter-in-law there and a bunch of daughters, then lo shadar bante umishadar like halasa. Nobody's going to pass over his daughters to give a gift to the daughter-in-law. That nobody's going to do. So therefore, we assume if there's single girls in the house, we assume he gave it to them and not the daughter-in-law. What's the Gemara's doing here? I don't know. Next, Hudamalei. If someone says Nechasai Livni, I'm giving my Nechasim to my kids, my sons. Havalei Bra, you only have one son. Ubrata, and you had a bunch of daughters. So now, what do you mean to do? Mi Kari Inche Lebra Bni. Would somebody call one son plural sons? Or did he mean to say my children, including the girls? What did he mean to say? O Dilma, lo kari inche lebra bini. Nobody does that. Nobody would call their plural, nobody would call their single son my sons. Right? I'm taking my sons on a trip. You only have one son. Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that. Therefore, ulamushcha lebrata bimatana kasi. He meant to include the daughter also. The daughters also. Right? Good? Right? Good. That's the kasha. Listen to this. Amar Abaya. Abaya says Tashma. It's in Farish Pasuk. Ubnei Don Chushim. It says Ubnei Don, the sons of Don, was Chushim. It's one son. What do you see? The Torah goes out of its way to call one son plural. Torah will do that. You like that, Raya? From Abaya, from Ubnei Don Chushim, Parshas Vayigash. Right. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava. What kind of Raya is that? Dilma, maybe kiditana de bechizkia. Maybe that pasuk means the way Chizki interpreted that pasuk. Shayim Rubin kichushim shalkana. What that means is the children of Don were known. Not that Don had a son named Chushim and it says plural that he had that you could call one son plural. No, it doesn't mean that. It means Don had a lot of sons. Kichushim shalkana, like the leaves of a reed. So many sons Don had, like the leaves of a reed.
It's more than 69.
Tosi asked that question. Tosi asked that question. We'll get to that in a second. El Amar Rava. Rava says, I have a different that the Raya can't be from Don, because we can interpret Don a different way. What does it mean? Amar Rava, Ubnei Falu Eliyav. And the sons of Falu, there's only one son. Eliyav. What do you see? The Torah does that. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Ubnei Eitan Azariah. And the children of Eitan was Azariah, one son. So first of all, before we get to Tosvos, Why would Rabbi Yosef have to add on? That's the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. What's wrong with the pasuk of Bnei Falu Eliyav? What's wrong with that pasuk? Right? What's wrong with that pasuk?
What is that
pasuk? It's in Divrei Hayamim. Bnei Eson Azariah is in Divrei Hayamim.
Bnei Falu
It's in Bamidbar, yeah. So why what's wrong with the pasuk in the Torah? We have to go to the Navi. Why?
Who
answers this question? Toretz Chaim answers, because in the very next pasuk we go on to say Falu Eliyahu's grandchildren, the grandchildren. So maybe it could be that when it says Ubnei Falu Eliyahu, it meant to say Ubnei and the descendants of Falu Eliyahu, and the very next pasuk has more kids. It's not necessarily a raya that we will call a son plural, but the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, it stops right there. Ubnei Eson Azariah, it stops right there. It's a much better raya. That's why we go out of the Torah to go to the Navi. Okay, I thought the arsa another pshat, because it was the Torah is given from Hashem, therefore the words are much more precise. I don't know what that means. So okay, that's what I saw here in the Torah from the Taras Chaim. Tosfos asked, but then they won't have 69. If you have Chushim, it means more than one son. You're gonna have more than 69, right? We know there's exactly 69 plus Yocheved is 70. So the Tosfos of what? Why? Why should they be counted as one? Shahayu lo banav kuchushim shalkana, right? Afal pikish yeri lemitzrayim adayin lahayu lo banim kol kach. Even though when they went down to Mitzrayim, taka they only had 69. Mikol makom nikra kain al shem ha'asid. They're called now on the future. Kidadarish asher shemos al tekri shemos el shamos shemos. In other words, at the time they went down to Mitzrayim, there was only one. They're going to have more later. That's Tosas' answer. You should just know.
Right.
So you should know. Here we go. You ready? You have 2 minutes for this. The Ibn Ezra says that it's possible that he had many children, but they all died. So you say, Bnei Dan. And the children of Dan, there were a lot of children, but now there's only Chushim. Everybody else died. That's the Ibn Ezra. It's a Rishon who says that. Right? They all died, so we still keep it plural. That's what the people talk.
It's a very simple answer.
Yeah, what's the simple answer?
These are the family names. Later on, we're going to have family names. He had many sons, only one family name.
I know, but why do you say plural? Why do you say plural? Ubnei, that's the concept.
They're all combined together as one family.
So the Chizkuni.
Later on, we're going to have that.
Yeah.
In Torah, that they're going to combine different
counting each child as one, with the count of number 69.
As a one family unit.
The Chizkuni says the same thing. One died. He's not mentioned. By the way, the Targum Yonos and Ben Uziel. Targum Yonos and Ben Uziel says. Where is the Targum Yonos and Ben Uziel? Targum Yonos and Ben Uziel says. I saw it here. Targum Yonos and says. You have to look at that pasuk. I can't find it now. We're running out of time. Targum Yonos and says. That Ubnei Dan, and he goes on to say that they were the strongest, and they had so many and so many and so many. So it must mean like what Tosas is saying. It's talking about the future. Okay. Anyway, let's just get to the Mishnah. Hahu the Amalei Nechase Levnai, the Nechasin go to my son. Havelei Bra Ubar Bra. He said I'm giving it to my sons. He only had one son, but he also had grandchildren. So does that apply? Kari Linji Labar Bra Bra, will a guy call his grandson his son? Oh lo, or not? Rabbi Chaviva Amar Kari Linji Labar Bra Bra. He says they would do that. Mar Bar Ravashi Amar Lo Kari Linji Labar Bra Bra. He would not do that. Tani Kavasi Demar Bar Ravashi Hamoder Hana. If someone says I'm not having any Hana, mi bonim. I'm not having any Hana for my sons. Mutter b'bnei bonim. The grandchildren you're allowed. Now, regarding Talmud Torah, we say Bnei Banim Reim Kibanim. Regarding Puruvu, we'll say Bnei Banim Reim Kibanim. Right? We say all that. When it comes to this halacha, we don't say that. So sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes the grandchildren are considered like children, sometimes not. Right? The descendants.
You would call them that.
The question is, would you call them that exactly? So when it comes to the reason why we picked the case of Neder is when it comes to that's how people talk. Neder always follows Lashon Bnei Adam. So when a guy says, I'm not having any henna for my son. Does that have nothing as grandson? 100%. See, the vernacular doesn't include grandchildren. Regarding halachas puravu, it does. That's very lovely, but not regarding this. All right, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone, have a good day.